my brothers and sisters in Christ, we can only imagine the elation and the excitement that everybody in the crowd felt to have their sick cured. They all brought their sick to him, and Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them. And so we can understand then why they wanted to stay with him so late, not just go home in that deserted place. And yet, with that, the cure, those who were cured, there was still more that they wanted. They didn't just want to be cured. You would think if you just had your health, everything would be perfect in life. But still, there is that hunger, that longing that we have. And Jesus says that we are blessed when we hunger and thirst for what is right. It's not fun to be hungry. It's not desirable. But we can be blessed in that hunger. And so Jesus tells the apostles to bring them even closer to him. Bring them here to me. He's talking about the loaves and the fishes so that he can do a miracle with them, but more importantly, draw them closer to me. He hears the cry of the poor, the groanings within, deep within. The people in the desert in the book of Numbers are a sign of that, that hunger that they have, that desire for more, that there is a hunger that God has built into us, and it can only be satisfied by him. Hunger can only be satisfied by him. And so he has to do this miracle for all of those people to give them what they need. He is the bread of life. And so we hear those words that we hear at every Mass. He took the loaves, broke them, blessed them, and gave them. This is what Jesus does at the miracle at Emmaus. He blessed and broke them, and then they realized that it was him with them. So let us recognize the hunger in our hearts. Let us realize that Jesus understands our hunger, and he wants to feed us, not just with the bread that passes away, but with the bread of life.